This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rogelia Serna. Date of birth, May 11, 1986. Case ID number is 673-9951. Date of exam, December 26, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 11/20/2023. Identifying information, this is a 37-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fatty liver disease, comma, sciatic nerve pain of the lumbar sacral back area, comma, blindness of the left eye, comma, headaches, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as an electrician in the refineries for 15 years. He worked with different companies during that time. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working and also going to school at this time. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, fatty liver. Number two, lumbar sacral back sciatic nerve pain. Number three, decreased left eye vision with blindness. Number four, headaches. And number five, depression. History of allegations. Number one, fatty liver. The claimant states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with a fatty liver. He states his abdomen is frequently swollen, and he has discomfort in the right upper quadrant, which feels like a swelling. He states it does not radiate to any other part of his abdomen, and he states sometimes he can have it for 3 days, and he has it at least 2 times per month. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, and diarrhea 4 times per day. He denies any vomiting. He also suffers from constipation, comma, melena, comma, and weakness. He denies any hematemesis. He has not lost any weight in the past year and is not food intolerant to any kind of foods. He has been on Ozempic for diabetes and also for weight loss, but has not lost very much. He only recently started to received the injection. He was diagnosed with fatty liver disease. There were no labs to confirm his diagnosis. At the present time, he is on no medications at this time for his fatty liver disease, which is more likely than not stable at this time. Allegation number two, sciatic lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2014, he fell secondary to having lumbar sacral back pain and fell on his buttocks. He states the character of the pain is a sharp stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down his right leg posteriorly. He was diagnosed with sciatic lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a pinched nerve on the right side of his lumbar sacral back area. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 5 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Carlos Caro, C-A-R-O. He is presently ambulating with no assistive devices. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally helping with the laundry, comma, and walks with his son to play with him outside. His physician, as noted earlier, is Dr. Caro, and he has seen a chiropractor and received approximately 10 physical therapy sessions and manipulations for his back. He is presently on Motrin 200 milligrams TID, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with right sciatic nerve pain from a lumbar sacral back pinched nerve. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number three, left eye blindness. The claimant states that in November of 2021, he was in an area where they were using a metal knife to cut certain objects, and a metal piece pierced his left eye, and the claimant went on to become blind. He does suffer from diabetes mellitus and trauma to the left eye. Two surgeries were performed, one on November the 26th, 2021, and a second one on November 29, 2021, where they had to operate to remove the piece of metal that was in his eye because he was bleeding. Since that time, the claimant eventually went blind, and they were unable to save his eyesight. He is able to see through his right eye. And at the present time, he is not wearing or using glasses. His night vision, as well as his peripheral vision, is poor, especially for the left eye. He was diagnosed with left eye blindness, secondary to left eye trauma of a piercing metal into his left eye. He occasionally wears a patch on his sunglasses to protect his eye vision, since it can affect the other eye as well. His Snellen vision at this office visit was OD, uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/complete blindness. Pinhole is 20/complete blindness. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. He does have complete blindness of the left eye at this time, with no hope of any kind of recovery of vision. Allegation number four, headaches. The claimant states that since 2021, when he had the trauma to his left eye, he started to develop migraine headaches, secondary from the trauma of the left eye. He states the pain is a stabbing, sharp pain located in the left eye area, which develops into swelling. He states most of the time it can last for 2 hours, and it's a pain he has every day. The associated symptoms include photophobia, paresthesis, and vertigo, along with poor vision. He was diagnosed with migraine/traumatic headaches and is presently taking Advil 800 milligrams QD as needed for eye pain. He takes the Advil takes approximately 3 hours for him to recover from the pain. And he is also placing prednisolone optic drops, one drop TID to the left eye for eye pain as well, which he states does relieve the pain. His condition is ongoing and does not appear to be stable at this time. He states it's a pain that he suffers every day. Allegation number five, depression. The claimant states that after December the 24th, 2021, when he realized they could not save his left eye, he became severely depressed and started to gain more weight. He suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration and motivation, and has a tendency to isolate himself. He does bathe every day and brush his teeth. His mental status is good, and his general appearance appeared to be well-kept, and he was wearing casual attire. He was cooperative and had fairly good eye contact with me and was alert. He was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His concentration was decreased, however. His speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory was intact but depressed. His thought process were normal, and he had no abnormalities reported or observed with thought content or any kind of dissociated symptoms. He denies any hallucinations of hearing voices or seeing shadows and states he has not tried to commit any kind of suicidal acts or has thought of suicide in the past. He denies also any homicidal thoughts. He was depressed and crying when he presented to my office. The claimant related to me that he just feels useless and he doesn't really want to talk to anybody and he isolates himself. He feels he's not worthy and he feels like he's just dead weight, not doing anything for anybody else. He did ask for a divorce at one time because he felt he was a burden to his wife. All this happened on December 24, 2021, when he was told he was going to be completely blind in the left eye. He denies any substance abuse and is not working at this time. He is presently on citrulline 50 milligrams QD, which does appear to be helping him at this time, and he does have very good family support, especially with his wife. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use sweep a little bit, comma, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or button his clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Carlos Cotto. He is presently on Motrin 200 milligrams TID, which does give him some relief. He does like to spend time with his son and goes walking with his son whenever he can. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams QD, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams QW, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, citrulline, 50 milligrams QD, clavetasol, propionate, apply to affected area, QD. Advil, 200 milligrams TID, PRN is needed for pain. Prednisolone, optic drops, one drop TID. Medical problems. History of fatty liver disease, comma. Psoriasis, comma. Right-sided lumbar sacral back sciatic pain, comma. Depression, comma, headache secondary to left eye trauma, comma, left eye blindness secondary to a piercing trauma to the left eye, comma, sleep apnea, comma, left eye surgery times two, one performed on 11/26/21. And another one performed on November 29, 2021. Morbid obesity, comma. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. He has quit. The claimant also has a history of drinking one six-pack per week. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 330 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 inches. BP 133 over 77 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 50. General. This is a 37-year-old morbidly obese male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in no acute distress except for depression. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal for the right side and abnormal for the left. The claimant does have a lens placement noted on the left side. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal for the right side and completely abnormal for the left, where the claimant is blind. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal for the right side but completely abnormal for the left, where the claimant is blind. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/blindness. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant is completely blind in the left eye. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation. The claimant is morbidly obese and has a protuberant abdomen. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. I'm sorry, could you please drop down to skin? The claimant does have general plaque psoriasis all over his body, which is being treated with steroid creams. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed for the time, and he was crying. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +1. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous sphincter control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some lumbar sacral back sciatic pain, which is mild. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in his visual field and in his visual acuity, secondary to left eye blindness. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity, comma, left eye blindness, comma, and major depression, which is being treated at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, fatty liver, dash, stable at this time, is not receiving any treatment except for medications to help him lose weight. Number two, right sciatic nerve pain, dash, normal physical exam at this time, as well as normal x-rays. Number three, left eye vision blindness, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant is unable to see out of his left eye at all at this time. Number four, headaches coming from the left eye trauma, being treated with Motrin appears to be an ongoing problem and may need stronger medications for his headaches. Number five, depression, dash, being treated at this time, but the claimant appears to be still mourning the loss of his eye vision and is still suffering from major depression. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rogelio Serna.